Chapter 6, Physical Dominance and Submission. Before we begin, a quote. So long as man remains free, he strives for nothing so incessantly and painfully as to find someone to worship. Fyodor Dostoevsky. The Many Faces of Dominance, Submission, Masochism, and Sadism. Not everyone loves pain, but many people do. In fact, many people find the experience of pain to be erotically stimulating and mind-blowing. But in terms of the BDSM world, there are a lot of ways to experience this kind of fantasy. The many faces idea is such that each person's definition of physical dominance is different. For some, it's the experience that the dominant can exert pain in order to control a submissive's actions. For others, it's the idea that the dominant can use verbal commands and orders to subdue a slave and cause them to perform certain required actions. And for others, the dominant likes to physically dominate their slave through the use of bondage and whips. There's something for everyone, that is. What you might want to realize is that you don't have to add pain into the dominant-submission relationship in order to create a power exchange. You can have a slave that performs tasks around the house or just helps with your business needs. So long as both partners are benefiting from the relationship, this would be agreeable. Dominance is simply controlling someone else, while submission is submitting to that control. As for pain, you might have a submissive that is a masochist and a dominant that is a sadist, but you might not too. Anyone can be a dominant, male or female, just as anyone can be a submissive, male or female. Transgendered people as well as cross-dressers can also be a part of the BDSM lifestyle. It knows no boundaries. Turning pain into an erotic experience. What is interesting about the pain response in the body is that it's not too far off from the experience of pleasure. When the body is in pain, it releases certain chemicals in order to deal with these sensations, mostly adrenaline. These speed up the body's fight or flight response, causing it to experience sensations more fully in order to allow the body to overcome the problems that it is experiencing. This response can be seen in the stories of people under enormous pressure being able to lift cars that are trapping people or being able to run for long periods of time when threatened. In the play of BDSM, the body is threatened by one person, and the body still reacts in the same way. With increased pain, the body eventually runs out of adrenaline and then settles into that runner's high or endorphin release that allows the body to feel good. Pleasure from pain. But it takes time to train a slave to appreciate this transition, just as it would take time for a new runner to begin to appreciate the idea of running for fun. With the consent of the slave, of course, pain should begin to be introduced to the sexual part of the relationship at times when the slave is experiencing great pleasure, perhaps orgasm. What happens then is the brain begins to associate the pain with the pleasure, eventually rewiring itself to expect pleasure from receiving the pain. But this takes some time and patience for the master. What you will want to do is follow these guidelines. Slowly introduce pain to a slave that is interested. Take time to learn areas that are dangerous to inflict pain upon, for example, the throat and the kidney area. With each new session with pain, try to move further past previous points of pain. You can measure this by possibly counting how many spankings were done in the previous scene, and then increasing that count to 5 or 10 more. The point is to build on the pain that you applied before. Each slave will find that certain things seem much too painful for them to bear, but with diligence, you can teach them that they can withstand a lot more pain than they thought they could. Show your pleasure in their taking of the pain each time. They want to try more pain in the future, knowing that it pleases you for them to try. Do not punish a slave with pain if you are trying to teach them to enjoy it. This will be very confusing for a slave and also very hard for them to learn to enjoy it when you also use it as a means of punishment and discipline. If you are trying to keep the sensation erotic, then that is how it should be used. However, pain is not for everyone, so make sure that the slave is willing to try it first before you start running after them with a crop. A note for the slave. Think about your relationship to pain and what it means for you. Is it something that you fear or something that you are aroused by? There is no right answer, only the truth for yourself. Try to make a list of the ways that you feel about pain so that you can understand the use of it in your dominance and submission experience. If you fear pain and your ability to tolerate it, would using it in a dominance and submission scene help you to overcome this fear? Creating subspace. In many BDSM blogs and stories, you will find the term subspace as it applies to the slave's experience of a scene. Since there isn't a clear definition for this term, as it's a personal experience for everyone, it's a little difficult to describe. But most slaves will tell you that it's the feeling of being elsewhere when they are being tortured by their doms or domes or controlled in some way. It occurs when the dom or dame has completely taken over control, both physical and emotional, of their slave, so that the slave's mind is filled with nothing but the sensations and the verbalizations that are going on in the present moment. They are completely at the will of their master or mistress. Subspace can feel like the slave is floating in a place far away from the actual action, though their responses are immediate to their dom or dame and appropriate. They are completely obedient in this headspace and can take more pain than they thought they could before. Scientifically speaking, this is generally the part where the endorphins are rushing through the body, making it feel good. In order to create that subspace for a slave, there are several things that a dominant will want to keep in mind. What does the slave want from the scene? Is pain being applied consistently and at higher and higher levels without being harmful? How many senses am I in control of? How can I control more of them? Are there cues that send a slave into subspace? In the past, were there things that made the slave feel good? For example, some slaves find the enclosure of a hood can create instant subspace. Subspace is something that makes a slave feel pleasure as well as gives them a feeling of utter calm and relaxation. It can also be a sign that the master is pleased with the slave and is rewarding them for the pain they have taken or the obedience they have shown. A note for the slave. Subspace is something you will eventually experience if you extend your scenes longer and longer, focusing on completely submitting to your master or mistress. Just as in meditation, subspace is the place in which your mind frees itself from the everyday worries. The mind is the most powerful erotic zone that you have. By allowing it to be controlled by someone else, you allow the mind to stop the endless chatter and start to get into another realm of consciousness. Your brainwaves slow down, your thoughts settle, and you are free of things that used to worry you or trouble you. Make sure that you make a note of when you first feel this freedom. That endorphin rush for everyone. But it's not just the slave that will be getting something out of a BDSM scene. For the dominant partner, all of the work that it takes to concentrate and administer pain is going to also cause your heart rate to go up, your body to start producing adrenaline as well as endorphins. That's right, it's like a master high. By focusing on creating the scene for a slave, as well as for your own personal tastes, you will lock your body into a heightened state of awareness that creates the perfect conditions for your own sense of arousal as well as satisfaction with the scene. In order to make sure that you're getting just as much of a rush as your slave, you will want to do the following. Take your time in the beginning. When you're trying to extend a scene for hours, there's no sense in starting off hard, exhausting yourself, and then creating a letdown for everyone. Start off slowly, setting the mood first. The mood is everything. Create the perfect physical space, or at least have everything in place before you head into the bedroom or dungeon. This will prevent you from having to stop to find things or have to slow down in order to attend something you've forgotten. Remember that things will go wrong. but you can make them work to your advantage. For example, if you have forgotten your favorite cane in another room, simply change the direction of the action to create a new focal point for your slave. You might want to have them hold a certain position until you get back, one that's uncomfortable and difficult, so as to show their devotion to their obedience. Notice when you are starting to get tired. If you start to feel yourself become tired during a scene, be sure to find a way to rest for a moment in order to recuperate. Of course, you don't want your slave to see that you are tiring out, so you want to be sneaky about this, but hey, that's what blindfolds are for. Build up to the peak of a scene. Each scene that you do will probably have one definitive thing that you're doing that will serve as the grand finale for your play. Slowly and carefully build up to this crescendo, and then slowly work the way back down. This allows both the master and the slave to get the maximum energy rush from the exchange, as well as recognize when things are gearing up and then settling down. Masters have to get some fun too, you know. Keeping up your energy during physical scenes. For both the master and the slave, being able to keep up with the sensations as well as any physical activities during a scene is crucial to your enjoyment. And while you probably don't want to hear this basic advice, it will help you to maintain your energy during scenes and hopefully extend them over hours and days rather than abbreviated scenes. Here are some basic tips for maintaining energy. Get in shape. The truth is that a body that is used to physical activity is one that will be able to use its energy the most effectively. A master that is strong will be able to deliver more intense blows, tie stronger knots, and be able to continue a scene for a long period of time while also seeming physically intimidating to their slave. Likewise, a slave that is physically fit not only looks appealing, but will also be able to serve their master more quickly and efficiently. A master can also use the idea of getting their slave into shape as another form of servitude. The slave may be required to work out for certain periods of the day, for example. Be sure to eat prior to a scene. About 2 hours or so before a scene, be sure to eat a light meal in order to have some reserves of energy. Not eating will cause the body to weaken as it has no fuel to keep it going. If you're not sure when you're going to play with a partner, it can be good practice to eat every few hours in order to maintain energy. Have water available. If the scene is physically challenging, the body can become dehydrated and thus tire more easily. In order to maintain energy, it can help to sip water at regular points during a scene for both the slave and the master. If a rest is needed, take it. When you're starting to wind down during a scene, it can be a good time for the action to change direction in order for both the players to conserve energy. Maintaining your energy allows both partners to get the most out of each scene, as well as be healthy enough to enjoy future playtimes. A note for the slave. Make sure that you are preparing yourself fully for the scene that you are planning with your master or mistress. To come unprepared is to fail your duties as a slave. Each day, you should prepare yourself to be of service to your master or mistress as though you were on call at any moment of the day, because you are. You need to be ready to go when the master or mistress is. Holding off ejaculation and orgasm. Controlling pleasure is actually much more difficult than controlling pain, though it might not seem so. The body is engineered to react in certain ways when certain forms of stimulation are applied, making it seemingly difficult sometimes to control one's orgasm when the right pressure is being applied to certain parts of the body. However, in order to continue a scene for a longer period of time, it's essential that you practice this withholding, as well as a great way to further control a slave. For men, holding off ejaculation is a much more difficult process. The penis is a sensitive part of the body that can respond quite readily to certain sensations, making it hard, no pun intended, to control. But with practice, it can be done. Here are some tips for holding off ejaculation during a scene. Stop whatever is starting to turn your pleasure into pre-orgasmic bliss. If you are entering your slave, for example, and you begin to feel that you are on the edge of an orgasm, you need to stop what you're doing and start doing something else. Breathe in. When you start to feel that you are on the edge of an orgasm, you will want to start breathing in deeply in order to change the flow of blood from the penis to the brain. Change position. Try to move into another position as soon as you feel the orgasm begin. This will change the sensation and can stop ejaculation from continuing. For the women, stopping an orgasm is not nearly as difficult, but it requires a more emotional reaction than a physical one. Stop whatever motion is being done. Whatever is starting to make you wet and ready for orgasm, stop it. This might mean stiffening your body or moving completely out of the way. Breathe in deeply. Contrary to popular belief, holding your breath is not going to help you avoid orgasm. Breathe in as though you are trying to fill your whole body with oxygen from toes to head. Tighten up your vaginal muscles. Try doing a Kegel movement in order to change the flow of blood in your genital area. If that's the area where you are feeling the orgasm begin, try instead to clench your thighs to change the movement of things. It takes some practice to withhold an orgasm and create a longer scene, but in the end, doing so will allow the eventual release, or non-release, to be even more explosive than it would have been before. A note for the slave. These tips can work well too for holding off an orgasm when commanded to do so. After asking for permission from your master or mistress, try these techniques while masturbating to see how long you can withhold your own orgasms. Each time, try to hold yourself off a little longer in order to build up your ability to serve your master's wishes for extended time periods. Withholding orgasms. Though we've talked about this before, the idea of a master or mistress withholding orgasms from a slave is one that really can work well in terms of overall control. By holding the act of orgasm as a reward for a slave, it creates a sort of tension between the master and slave, allowing the slave to always be on edge and waiting for a release. And withholding orgasms doesn't just have to stay within a scene either. Many masters have found great success with holding off orgasms for days and even weeks. By simply telling their slave that they are not allowed to come, the control begins and the slave is instantly on guard against their own body's natural reaction. The master may do everything in their power to try to get the slave to come, but the slave will not be permitted to do so. There are a number of ways that this withholding can be used in a dominance and submission situation. The slave might be told to masturbate several times a day without coming. This might be done over the phone or in plain view of the master. The slave might be ordered to use their favorite sex toys, but are not allowed to come. There might be a specific number of times that the toy might be used in this order. A slave may be told that they need to always ask for permission to come, and that to come without being granted that permission will result in a punishment that is not pleasurable. There are some cases in which a master has created such control over a slave's orgasmic response that the slave can come just by having their master or mistress tell them that they are allowed. When employing this kind of obedience, remember that being consistent about the punishment is necessary in order to show the slave that the master means what they are saying. They should also not get any further pleasure until they have learned their lesson. In the end, the slave may beg for the eventual release. The basics of punishment: how, when, and why. When it comes to a dominance and submission conversations, most people will immediately think of the punishment part of the equation, and this is rightfully so. In the relationship of one person serving another, it's imperative that there are punishments for when things are not done as ordered. But just how do you come up with these limits and rules of consequences? Let's start with what might be used as forms of punishment. Humiliation techniques, verbal abuse, physical punishment, loss of privileges, increased rules, loss of clothing privileges, increased serving responsibilities, and etc. There are a number of ways that you can use punishment with a slave, but the one that you choose needs to be the one that they associate with punishment. For example, if a slave enjoys being spanked but doesn't enjoy being caned, the caning might be a preferable punishment. Likewise, you will want to choose a punishment that fits the crime. A more severe punishment will need to be used for a more severe crime. The next question is when you should give the punishment, and the best answer is immediately after the wrongdoing has occurred. But that doesn't always work out in real life. What you will want to do is try to give the punishment as soon as possible after the actual rule-breaking in order to maintain the sense of connection between the wrongdoing and the punishment. When the two are too spread apart, the slave may not make a strong connection that the wrongdoing was something that needed to be punished. However, the most important question to ask in terms of punishment is why the punishment is necessary. In the course of training a slave, you will need to correct things that you dislike in their behavior. This might be things like attitude or complaining, for example. If you want a slave to be silent and only speak when spoken to, you will need to give some sort of punishment in order to get that point across. Some masters are stricter than others when it comes to naming punishable offenses. What can help is having a clear list of things that the slave needs to do, and then a clear list of consequences for things that are not done as required. Of course, this list can be adjusted for the situation. Here are some other reasons that a slave might be punished. Lying, not asking for permission, not completing a task, refusal to do tasks, incorrect completion of tasks, leaving an area messy, not performing a position correctly, or forgetting an errand. As with many of the lists in this book, this could go on and on. The point is to have a clear, if you do this, this will happen, system when training a slave. This way, there are clear expectations and clear results for missed expectations. And all of these work together to produce a slave that is obedient. What to do with a slave that misbehaves constantly? As a master or mistress, you might find yourself in a situation where the slave is continuously breaking rules and disobeying commands. So, what do you do then? First of all, it will help to understand why some slaves do this. They are testing your dominance. They want to see if you are willing to control them in the way that they need to be controlled. However, in effect, they are attempting to control you. They want to receive pain and punishment. Some slaves get off from the constant punishment, so they look for ways to receive it. They aren't trying to learn to be a slave, but they like the BD play. These slaves are only interested in pleasurable aspects of the play for them, so they will not follow any orders. When you have a slave like this, you need to consider several options. Dismissal of the slave, learning what they are trying to do so that you don't feed into their dramas, or stricter training. At the very last resort, you will want to remove the slave from your services. If it's just getting to be too much work and they're just not responding to the training, it might be time to tell them to find someone else that can control them. This does not necessarily mean that you have failed, but that they might just need someone else. However, you can be an even better master or mistress by learning about the psychology of why some slaves misbehave. Let's go back to the list above. If they're trying to test you, simply continue to dominate them as you agreed to do before. Eventually, the slave will need to speak up about what they really want, but until then, they will not get what they want from you. If they're trying to receive more pain, simply stop giving them painful punishments and opt for more psychological responses. For example, have your slave stand against a wall with their nose touching for a certain period of time. Repeat this action until these kinds of behaviors improve. If they're just not trying to learn, this might be a situation in which you have to either release them or enforce stricter rules and punishments until they do. This will take more of your time, but if you feel the slave is worth it, it might reap the results you desire. A note for the slave. There is something you'll want to note when it comes to punishment as a slave. This is something that needs to be taken seriously in terms of training and your personal learning. Punishment is not something to look forward to or something that you should attempt to create for yourself. Some slaves, especially masochists, feel that doing things wrong will give them the opportunity for punishment and attention, but this is not the way that punishment should be viewed. A slave assignment for the end of this chapter. Take your time to read over this section of the book carefully. This is the time for you to record in your journal your thoughts on being physically dominated. Does this work to increase your submission? In most cases, it will, even if you know that you will never be harmed in the process. Write down all of the things that your master or mistress could do to physically control you. This is the end of chapter 6.